Hey there, this is Bob, your drum maker. Welcome to Thunder Valley Drums. Thank you for visiting today and for looking at this beautiful drum, the Untamed Heart. So appropriate a name, and I'll explain in just a minute. I'd just like to share a few thoughts with you about this drum, and then let you go on your merry way to listening, watching the video, and listening to the beautiful voice of this drum in your consideration. Okay, probably have a lot in common with this lightning drum. Like it, you were born from mother's water. You both have a physical structure and skin. And you too were born from the spirit spark of creation. You from a loving mother and father, and the drum from lightning and thunder. But because of your interest in shamanism, there's one truth that surpasses commonality and that holds an intrinsic bond between you and the drum. And that is, deep inside, you are a healer and restless. In short, like this restive healing drum, you have an untamed heart. Our society is yet to recognize or embrace the value of a healing touch or a spiritually connected healing ritual. But thanks to you and an at-large awakening across this beautiful planet, awareness is growing. And it's your energy and your gifts that are leading the way. You are very brave. The Untamed Heart drum is so very similar. It was born a rebel. How else could it have survived a lightning strike? It could only have been destiny and the edgy, transformative, high energy of spirit. Many of my teachers were like that too, whether they were in bodies or not. Each was restless, like a cat at midnight. I recall words of my Native American Hopi healer teacher. She said, "Ohote hehewute," which means restless warrior mother spirit. It's a name worthy of any healer. So, the Untamed Heart drum seeks to honor the restless warrior healer, the one who is unafraid, carefree in fact, the one who nurtures and loves. There's no pretense, no artificiality, simply real. Look around the world of shamans, including looking at some of the photos posted here. These shamans are a humble lot. They're not into artifice for sure. Oh yeah, they do sometimes choose out of the ordinary garments or accoutrements, but not to stand out. The trappings are chosen to honor spirit and the mother and father of all things. Bright strips of cloth and leather, metal bracelets and bangles, fur and feathers. One could call it a Stone Age boho, but it was born of the first seekers and of the unending quests that still fuel our restless hearts. That's the soul of this drum, the Untamed Heart, and it wears its heart on its sleeve, a copper infinity symbol denoting the nature of existence. The ever-present and restless universe in the beautiful medley of creation and destruction. Tumbling from its center, the zero point, is the great outpouring of life. Surrounding it all are the four great spirits, the sacred directions, the four ends and beginnings. As I've said before, I never know while making a lightning drum who it is meant for. That's a three-way secret between spirit, the drum, and the healer. It's merely my hands and the spirits of the lightning beings and the thunderers who temporarily intervene in service to that sacred triad. Sometimes it can be a long wait until all three come together, particularly until the one finds the drum meant for him or her. That's the nature of any quest that involves a human seeker. My job, now complete, is to place the drum into the view of the world. Now it's the seeker's job to find it. If you are drawn to this drum, it's because you sense the secret. You feel its pull. And I surely admire you. Seldom do we find that special soulmate to join us for the healing quest that pulsates in our untamed hearts. It is your time, and perhaps this is your drum. Aho and namaste, my friend.